Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Hello, great listeners. This is your girl, Tanya, coming back with another episode. This topic here is on rainbows because there's been a lot of rain here in Florida. We've been experiencing some winds, rain here and there off and on because we have bipolar weather here. So it came to me one day when I was driving and I saw a rainbow. Now, we all see rainbows. They're so beautiful. They got so many beautiful colors in it. And to me, it's like hope, and it's a sign from God, So I'm going to explain that today in this here topic. So let's get started. Now, as we all know how a rainbow is made, I'm pretty sure. And if you don't, here's some info on it. And I found this at a website, which I will have in my description box at the end of this topic. Or you can check it out yourself. When you go down to the description box, you'll see I have the link where I got this information from. A rainbow is caused by sunlight and an astrospheric condition. Lights enter a water droplet, slowing down and bending as it goes from air to water. So there you are. So if you want to read more on that, you can go to sciencejinx.gov and they will explain it to you better than I have, okay? So the reason why I say that rainbows bring hope to me is because I don't know if you guys know the Bible as well. I've always heard of the story on the Noah's Ark, and I'm pretty sure a lot of Christians out there, you guys know this story just as well. For those who don't read the Bible as much or just not into really religion like that, you can go to Genesis in the Bible, or you can go to Bible Gateway Genesis 9. That's a website that talks about Genesis, the whole section there. It reads, excuse me, whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. Now, if you guys know the story on Noah's Ark, Noah, he had this ship that he put all the creatures on, him and his family, and they all, each creature in their family, a boy and a girl, a woman and a man, and they put them all on this boat, and he built this ark, and he didn't know why he was building this ark, and he was building it, and once he got it built, he loaded all the animals up, his family in it, and that's when the rain came, and it rained and rained until it flooded the earth, killing, all the other animals, all the other creatures, all the other, people and stuff on the earth that was doing bad, that was bringing the bad to the earth, because God wanted to clear it out to bring it new, So when he did this, the ark, of course, it's a boat, a ship, so it floated and it got them out of the area where the flood was. Now, that's the reason why I say it brings hope to me, because we've been going through this COVID thing for quite a while. Okay, for the whole year. Okay, let's just put it that way. But from what I've heard, it started the year before, and we just didn't know of it. And it's like with all this going on, rainbows bring hope to a lot of people. And lately, I've been hearing about rainbows, and I'm like, okay, this must be a sign from God to tell me to do this. And do a topic on this. So, I had to get on my mic, of course, like I'm doing now, and tell everybody out there about, how we have to have hope that this is all going to be over with, and we also have to have faith that God's going to take care of us and make sure that we get through this, but we have to help him by doing what we're supposed to do, And I'm hoping that this reaches out to all, you know, to all and everyone. That, you know, when you see a rainbow in the sky, hey, you know, it's a sign. It's a sign of there's going to be change and things are going to be just fine. Because, like he said, this is the sign of the covenant. If anybody knows what covenant means, it's an agreement. It's letting you know that he's giving you an agreement that everything is going to be good, okay, for the life on earth. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. I know I kind of, you know, had a little glitch here and there. I'm getting better at it. My pronunciation is going to get a little bit more better. I'm going to get it the best as I can, you know. But I'm hoping that you guys understand this and read up on it. If you need to know, it is Genesis. Oh, gosh. Sorry. It's Bible Gateway, Genesis 9. So if you read whole Genesis 9, then you'll understand the story with Noah and the boat and the animals and his family. Okay? So until next time, I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.